This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, March 28, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The International Labour Organization is predicting that global unemployment will continue to increase in 2017. The ILO is the specialized agency of the United Nations focused on work in the world. It is operated as a tripartite organization with representatives from governments, employer groups, and labour unions. Guy Ryder is the ILO's general secretary. He is the first unionist to lead the organization in its 98-year history.
I think the major message arising from our annual report on employment trends is that despite the marginal improvement in economic growth rates foreseen for 2017, this will be insufficient to prevent a continuing rise in global unemployment. We think 3.4 million will be added to the global unemployment figures in the coming year. This is mostly the result of deteriorating conditions in the emerging world, to some extent the developing world as well, and despite the fact that we're getting at slightly better employment figures out of the developed world. So we're still going in the wrong direction when seen in the aggregate. Added to that, we make the points about the quality of employment. Unfortunately, the trends that we see coming down the line mean that we will not make the progress that we must in continuing to eliminate working poverty or continuing to reduce vulnerable employment. This is an unsatisfactory, unacceptable situation, but not an inevitability, and therefore we need to refocus on employment issues. And I think at a time when there is considerable uncertainty out there, political uncertainty, certainly economic uncertainty in our communities, people are really worried about their futures. I think a commitment to work together internationally, and I think the G20 under the German presidency in the coming year will be of fundamental importance, to work together, to international cooperation as the most effective way of making a difference. None of these figures represent an inevitability. None of these things are written in stone. They depend in very large degree to the willingness, capacity of people to work together and to introduce the right sorts of policies that can produce a better outcome than those predicted in this report.
Mental health issues such as debilitating stress are a major cause of absenteeism and other problems in the workplace, according to the UK's Trades Union Congress. That's why the TUC has implemented a program to help workers and employers tackle the problem. The program includes workplace health representatives who help workers find care. At a recent conference on mental health issues, TUC Northern Regional Secretary Beth Farhat described the TUC program, which is helping both workers and employers build healthier, safer workplaces.
Ultimately, we spend the majority of our lives in work, so it's really important that workplaces create an environment that is healthy, that is safe, that has good terms and conditions, and that allows people to fulfill their potential. And what this programme does is encourages employers to listen to their employees' needs in relation to health and wellbeing, and it also encourages those employers to pull together programmes that respond to the needs of the workforce. Biggest issue that comes out always is health, mental health and stress. So what we do as part of the programme is deliver representatives who support people who are perhaps suffering from anxiety or stress in the workplace. It's a massive issue. In fact, mental health and stress and anxiety is the biggest cause of absenteeism across the UK and costs the economy billions of pounds at the moment. By training mental health first aiders and health advocates, we're creating a support environment in the workplace where they can advise and refer, but work with employers and occupational health to raise awareness around mental health and wellbeing issues. Big stigma around it in some workplaces and some communities, but this programme is helping tackle those stigmas and addressing those stigmas in workplaces.
And that's it. International Labour News you can use. Radio Labour's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.